This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Razazi welcoming you to the Sira series Walking with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or upon the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Last week we talked about the after the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ received the revelation and he declared Islam, he gave da'wah to his members of his family sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the closest members of his families who embraced Islam, like Khadija, the first one who embraced Islam, and then Ali and Zayd, his daughters embraced Islam, and then came his friend, you know, his best friend, Abu Bakr Siddiq, who also embraced Islam, and he went and called people to Islam. So six people from the Mubashirin al-Jannah, right away, six people embraced Islam through Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda. But his other members of the family, such as his you know, uncles, and like Abu Lahab, and even Abbas at that time, Hamza, all those did not embrace Islam as of yet. Abu Lahab, we know the story of Abu Lahab. He is the one who showed so much animosity towards Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Quraysh. So in the matter of between the you know, the first year of al-Bi'tha until about the third year of the al-Bi'tha, we have about 200 people that embrace Islam, but mostly, you know, not from the elite of the people of Quraysh. There were only maybe a handful of rich people, wealthy people, like Abu Bakr and Abdurrahman bin Auf and Uthman bin Affan, but the rest were mostly either some slaves or poor people. They started making, you know, Quraysh reacted in many ways. Quraysh reacted in about four or five ways on, you know, counter attacking the Prophet Muhammad. First, they started doubting his message, you know, spreading doubts about the message of the Prophet Muhammad, calling him names such as Kadhab, he's a liar, he's a witchcrafter, he's a sahir or sahar, he's a kahin, he's majnoon, you know, he's a witchcrafter, majnoon, he's crazy, somebody who's majnoon, yani he lost his mind, calling him names, alayhi salatu wassalam. And then they started ridiculing him as well. This is another method that they used, was to ridicule Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They used to laugh at him, they used to make fun of him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Umm Jamil, you know, the wife of Abu Lahab, would throw garbage by the door of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Lahab, he did so much against Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that surah about Abu Lahab, tabbat yada Abi Lahab wa tab, right? Abi Lahab. And the fact this is a miracle in itself, this surah that was revealed against Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab could have said, you know, this Quran says that I will not become a Muslim, that I will go to hellfire, I will embrace Islam. And all he could have said, La ilaha illallah, you know, and said, look, your Quran says that I'll be thrown in hellfire. Well, I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah, and you are Rasulullah. He could have said that, right? But, subhanAllah, he was adamant about his animosity against Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They used to call him Mudammam, what an ugly man, a bad man. They ridiculed him and really... also emotionally abused him. This is another method that they use, emotional, subhanAllah, emotional abuse. And this is, it could be worse than physical abuse, right? You may agree, brothers and sisters, that emotional abuse sometimes is worse than physical abuse. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Prophet Muhammad, you know, where it was hanging on, of course, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed to him, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. We know that your breast becomes tight because of what they said, O Muhammad. They're saying things about you. They're saying that you're this and that you're that, you know, and you're disappointed, you're sad. Your chest, your breast becomes tight because of what they said. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Prophet Muhammad, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. You know, praise your Lord. So this is a remedy for you and I, brothers and sisters. A remedy if you're going through hardship, if you're going through difficulties. One of the ways to alleviate your hardships is by means of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tasbih, as Allah says, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُنْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. يعني, make tasbih to your Lord, glorify your Lord, praise Him, and وَكُنْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ, and be amongst those who make sujood. يعني, make lots of prayers. So these two remedies, tasbih and prayers, will be like a means of alleviation to hardships and difficulties. Also, they emotional abuse, such as, Muhammad cannot have boys as children. You know, they were insulting him. It's a big insult for the Arabs at the time, right? If somebody cannot bear children, and any child he has, you know, only daughters, but he cannot have boys, you know. So it was a big insult. They used to say Muhammad is abtar. He is al-abtar. Yani somebody who cannot have boys. He can only have, you know, female children, but not male children. But Allah al-Jabbar, subhanahu wa ta'ala, mended his heart. We talked about this beautiful name last week. The name of Allah al-Jabbar. The name of Allah, the comforter, you know. The avenger as well, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, we gave you al-kawthar. Instead of you having, you know, not having boys, you know, males as you know, as children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you instead, inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, we've given you the al-kawthar. And al-kawthar is that basin in Jannah whereby the water is sweeter than honey and whiter than snow, than milk. Part of the, you know, this is all about emotional abuse. And then when that did not actually bear any result, then they moved to another method. That other method or that other strategy is physical abuse. Physical abuse. So you'll have Uqba ibn Abu Mu'ayt. Uqba ibn Abu Mu'ayt was one from the elite of Mecca, you know, of Quraysh. He took the amama, you know, that turban that they used to wear. And then he saw Prophet Muhammad, and then he went and he choked Prophet Muhammad. Yes, he tried to choke him, he tried to kill him, right? He tried to kill him, so he choked him until Prophet Muhammad went down on his knees. He couldn't breathe no more. He could not breathe. So he put his amama around the neck of the Prophet, and tried to choke him, but Muhammad couldn't drink, he needed air, couldn't choke, so he went down on his knees, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More of physical abuse. He would be praying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, by the Kaaba, he would be praying. They will take, you know, somebody will come, let's say, it's been narrated that some people, you know, came and then they offered a sacrifice to their gods, to those idols. So they, and then they threw the sacrifice. They just, you know, slaughtered a sheep or whatnot, a goat, and then they just threw the sacrifice. So they, Quraysh would take the guts of that, you know, of that animal that was slaughtered. They would take the guts, the dirt, and then they will go and throw the dirt on the back of Rasulullah. Imagine the Prophet is praying, making sujood. They will take the gut, the intestines and the liver and all that smelly stuff, right? And they will throw it on the head of Rasulullah and his back and his shoulder. As he's praying, making sujood, and you've got all this dirt and blood coming down from the guts of that animal. And then will come Fatima radiallahu anha crying, cleaning up, you know, the dirt from the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Uqba ibn Abu Mu'ayt, his friend, he had a friend by the name of Umayyah ibn Khalaf, the one who used to torture Bilal, the one who used to torture Bilal, Umayyah ibn Khalaf. So Uqba ibn Mu'ayt, he was his close friend. So Prophet Muhammad, this does not, you know, preclude him from doing his job. And his job was to go out there and give da'wah. His job was to, you know, this is his mission. Mission was to convey the message of La ilaha illallah. Despite the emotional abuse, despite the ridiculing and the mocking, despite, you know, the physical abuse, he had to do his job. He had to fulfill his mission. So Prophet Muhammad, you know, he was going around, you know, knocking at people's doors, you know, his, from his families, and, you know, trying to convey the message. So Uqba ibn Mu'ayt, this man, he came in, he was invited by Prophet Muhammad, or Prophet Muhammad, you know, invited him. And then Prophet Muhammad said, I will not eat your food until you say La ilaha illallah. I will not eat your food until you say La ilaha illallah. And it is ib for the Arabs. It is a shame, it is an embarrassment. If somebody was to invite you and you don't eat their food, it's an embarrassment to their honor. So the man was stuck, and so he said La ilaha illallah. Right? He said La ilaha illallah. This is from the elite of Quraysh. Who heard about him, you know, denouncing their religion or his religion? Umayyah ibn Khalaf, who was very close friend to him. So Umayyah ibn Khalaf, he went to Uqba ibn Abu Mu'ayt and he told him, I heard that you have denounced your religion, the religion of your forefathers. You've left it. He says, Wallahi, I just did that because, you know, the man did not want to eat the food. So I just said it so that he can eat my food. I only said it so he can eat my food. He says, you're no longer my friend. You're no longer my friend unless you go to Muhammad and then you spit at his face. You are no longer my friend unless you go to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then you spit at his face. After he received and embraced the religion of Tawheed, the religion who would have saved him from being thrown in hellfire. After he embraced that religion, he went and knocked at the Prophet's door. Prophet opened the door and he was happy to see him. He was smiling. And then Uqba ibn Mu'ayt, he spat on the face of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He spat on the face of the Prophet. After he said La ilaha illallah. But he chose to follow his friend. And we have so many people being led astray by their own friends. As-sahib, sahib. In Arabic, friend means sahib. So in Urdu, sab. In Urdu, they say sab. Sab. It comes from Arabic, sahib. Sahib, my friend, my companion. As-sahib, sahib. So it's an expression that we say in Arabic. As-sahib, sahib. Saad with sa and seen. What does that mean? It means as-sahib, the friend, can attract you, can bring you closer or farther from your mission. As-sahib, sahib. It can draw you near or maybe far. So there's so many people who've been led astray by their own friends. So is the example of Uqba ibn Mu'ayt, who embraced Islam. But then because his friend says, you're no longer my friend, you're no longer going to be with us, you're no longer with the hood, unless you go and spit at Prophet Muhammad's face. So he went and he spat at his face. He went and he spat at Prophet Muhammad's face. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 27. chapter Al-Furqan, verse number 27. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ يَعَظُّ الظَّانِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا وَيَوْمَ يَعَظُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يا ويلتا ليتني لم أتخذ فلالا خليلا. The day when that criminal will bite on his hand. Allah is talking about Uqba. He will bite his hand and he will say, يا ليتني, I wish I followed the path of Prophet Muhammad. I wish I followed the path of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya waylata laytani lam attakhid fulalan khalila. Oh, to me, I wish I did not take the path of so and so, meaning the path of his friend who misled him. His friend who misled him, Umayyah ibn Khalaf. That day he will bite his hand and he will say, I wish I took the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya laytani ittakhadhtu ma'a ar-rasuli sabila. Ya waylata laytani lam attakhid fulanan khalila. I wish I did not take so and so as a friend. And today, my brothers and sisters, maybe you and I, we need to go through a filtering process with regard to our friends, so-called friends. Al-mar'u ala deeni khalilihi falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a man will follow the footsteps of his friends. Let each one of you meticulously choose their friends. The Prophet Muhammad says, a man will follow the footsteps of his close friends. Let each one of you meticulously choose their friends. Who are your friends? Who do you hang out with? Who are you acquainted with? If you were dying, may Allah forbid, in your deathbed, and your friends are surrounding you, would those friends be able to help you to say La ilaha illallah, or are they going to run away from you? You know, when you are in need, in dire need of some help, of some nasiha, would your friends be the ones who will give you that nasiha when you need them? Would they, who are your friends? Are they the ones who come to you whenever they want you, to abuse you, to take advantage of you? Who are your friends that you hang out with? You only hang out with people, you know, they only call you or they come to see you, visit you or text you whenever they need something from you? Or are your friends the one who really, really care about you? They come and visit you. They ask about you. If you don't show up, if you don't come to the masjid, if you know, if you're sick, they come, they care, they make dua for you, they try to really direct you and guide you. When they see you going astray, when they see you going astray, they give you that nasiha, they give you that golden advice. Are those your friends? Those are the friends that you need. Not only those who they come to see you or they text you or they call you whenever they need you or need something from you. Who are your friends? They're befriending you now because you've got money. They're befriending you now because you've got fame and name. But the day when you need them, they're not there. The day when you need help, they're not there. The day when you need assistance, they're not there. Then those are not your friends. No, they're not your friends. So who are your friends? You need to go and meticulously, again, go to that filtering process. So this man, he misled Uqba ibn Mu'ayt. Instead of remaining on the state of Islam, he went and he spat on the face of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's what happened. He never embraced Islam afterward. He died as a mushrik. And Prophet Muhammad, hang on. He did not sway sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yes. He did not sway sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He stood strong, steadfast. He was very steadfast sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said that sometime it would, you know, like he would have like 30 days. 30 days and night where he would not have anything to eat. His belly, he would go to sleep with an empty belly, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, empty stomach. Imagine Bilal, we will talk about Bilal. Bilal will bring in, you know, the slave Bilal, he will bring in a loaf of bread, dry. He will hide it under his armpit. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. He will hide that bread under his armpit. Who is this? Bilal, the slave. He will take some bread, dry, hide it so that people don't see that he's carrying the bread. To whom? He's going to go and give it to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet Muhammad will eat it, smelling the armpit of Bilal radiallahu anhu. That's Rasulullah. He went through so much sacrifice. Yes, he was. They abused him physically and emotionally. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. But despite all this, there were some breakthroughs here and there. There were some beautiful breakthroughs. Ibn Mas'ud, he embraced Islam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he embraced Islam. The little skinny guy. He was Ra'il Ghanam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he was a shepherd. He was one of the poorest Sahabis, companions of the Prophet. He would embrace Islam, and then he goes by the Kaaba, right there, where the Quraysh, you know, are, and then he will start reciting the Quran. Ar-Rahman. علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام. He will keep on reciting Surah Al-Rahman. And Quraysh will come. And they will start beating him up, beating him up, beating him up, beating him up, until he would faint. Until he would faint. Blood all over. The Sahaba take him to the Prophet Muhammad. They treat his wounds. The next day, he would go back again. He would start reciting the Quran by the Kaaba. Radiallahu anhu arda. The Sahaba also went through a lot of sacrifice. They went through lots and lots and lots of sacrifice. Just to show you and I, brothers and sisters, that this deen did not come easy to you and I. Religion, Islam, did not come easy to you and I. People lost their heads. People lost their souls. People lost their lives. People really like sacrificed and suffered to bring Islam to you and I. Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr also got, you know, persecuted. He also got beaten up. He also got beaten up, Abu Bakr. Uqba ibn Mu'ayt, the same man, Uqba ibn Mu'ayt, the one who actually spat on the face of the Prophet. He took his shoe, right? And then he started hitting Abu Bakr with it so much so, like on his face becomes so bleeding face, like blood everywhere. Like a bloody face, as they say in England. Bloody face. So he started like beating him up. You would not recognize his face from the back of his head. as he was defending Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then when he, because he fainted. And then when he woke up, the first thing he asked about is Prophet Muhammad. How is Prophet Muhammad? Is he okay? There's so many Sahabis were persecuted and abused and beaten up. Some got killed. Bilal. You know the story of Bilal. Umayy ibn Khalaf, who used to torture him in the midst of the desert for days. The only thing he would want him to say is La ilaha illallah. Is not, stop saying La ilaha illallah. Just mention Hubal. Mention the name, you know, the God, their idol. Instead, Bilal would say Ahadun Ahad. Ahadun Ahad. In the midst of the desert, that very, very hot sand. And they would bring in this very big, you know, huge rock. And they would put it on the chest of Bilal. You know, to try to torture him. And then the only thing they would ask him or they would want him to do is just mention the name of our God, Hubal. Instead, he would say, Uhud, Uhud. Bilal, rather on, he was asked as to why you picked Uhud. I mean, Ahad. Why did you pick Ahad, not Uhud? Ahad. The name of Allah, Ahad. He says that's the only name that was fueling them. Ahad. Right? He said the only name that was actually fueling them and making them so angry is when I used to say Ahad. So I said it to make them angry more and more. They asked him, what were you feeling, O Bilal? When you were going through that suffering and that torture, what were you feeling? He says, listen to what he said, brothers and sisters. You know, a lot of people don't know this. Do you want to know? Those of you on Facebook, those of you on Instagram, do you want to know what Bilal said when he was asked, what were you feeling when you were going through torture? Those of you on Facebook and those on Instagram, would you like me to share with you what Bilal said? Yes, Yashmi. Yes, Shazia. Yes, Nawa. Huh? Yes, Monisa, you're there. How about those guys on Facebook? They're so quiet out there. And Thabit is there as well. Uh-huh. All right. Bilal, radiallahu anhu arda, he said. All right, they're awake as well. Bilal radiallahu anhu arda, he said, thank you, Asad, thank you, Hafiz. Bilal said, I mixed, you know, the bitterness of the pain with the sweetness of Iman, and the sweetness of Iman outweighed the bitterness of the pain, so I did not feel any pain no more. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Bilal. I mixed the bitterness of the pain with the sweetness of Iman. The sweetness of Iman exceeded, outweighed the bitterness of the pain, so I stopped feeling pain. I stopped feeling pain, no more pain. All I was feeling is the sweetness of Iman. All I was feeling is Ahadun, 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 Ahad. That was Bilal. They were sitting one day with Abu Bakr and Al-Khabbab. Al-Khabbab ibn al-Arath. Al-Khabbab ibn al-Arath, another man. They were talking to Umar ibn Khattab, talking about the days when they were, you know, abused and tortured. And Bilal said, nobody was tortured more than me. Nobody. Al-Khabbab says, nobody was tortured more than me. Roughly what he said. I was the one who actually been tortured more than anyone else. How? And then Al-Khabbab took off his shirt and then he showed him his back. Umar, when he saw the shirt, when he saw the back of Al-Khabbab, he fainted. He fainted. What was in the back of Al-Khabbab? There were holes. They used to bring Al-Khabbab. They used to bring in charcoals, very hot charcoals in the desert, right, in the sand. And they would bring Al-Khabbab on his back. And they would, press his back against those stones, those charcoals, those very hot charcoals. His skin came off. His skin not got burned, but came off, leaving holes inside his back. And he did not denounce his religion. That's what we call, that's the torture, just for La ilaha illallah. For La ilaha illallah. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, he was so obedient to his mother. So his mother told him, I will not eat. I will starve myself to death until you denounce Islam. So she starved herself for 3 days. 3 days not eating any food. And her son was looking. And she got sick, weak, became frail. And then her son went to her. And she said, I told you I would not eat nor drink until you denounce your religion. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas told his mother, Oh mother, yes, I am the most obedient son to you here in Medina. In Mecca, but oh mother, if you were to have 100 souls and they were to come out one after another asking me to denounce my religion, I will not denounce my religion. I will not denounce La ilaha illallah. I will not leave Islam. Yani eat or don't eat, it doesn't matter. Whether you eat or don't, just waiting for me to denounce my religion, I will not denounce my religion. Even if you had 100 souls and they were to come out one after another, dying one after another, I will not leave Islam. It's your choice. You want to eat? Eat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verse 8 from chapter Al-Ankabut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Yes, we ordained man to be dutiful to their parents. We ordained man to be dutiful to their parents. Then Allah says, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ, if they were to force you to denounce your religion, if they were to compel you to denounce your religion, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا, do not obey them. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, and be kind to them. Befriend them in this dunya. Don't obey them when it comes to, them asking you to leave your religion. That, you cannot obey them. But anything else, befriend them, support them, be kind to them, serve them. But don't obey them if they were to ask you to do something haram. Allahu Akbar. Yes, your mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that on behalf of this man, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu al-Bah. And you know about Yasir and Sumayya and Ammar. Sumayya, these are the family of Al-Yasir. They all got, the father and the mother, the very first woman who got martyred in Islam actually is Sumayya. The very first martyr in Islam was a woman. Her name is Sumayya Bintul Khayyat, the mother of Ammar, the wife of Yasir. Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl. Fir'aun of that time. Fir'aun al-Ummah. Abu Jahl. He used to torture them and torture them and torture them. Day after day after day. So much so at the end he took his spear and then he hit her in her private, you know, most chaste place. And then he killed her husband before the eyes of their son, watching, Ammar, watching. And Prophet Muhammad couldn't do much other than coming, you know, passing by Ammar and tell him, be patient, O Ammar, be patient, O Ammar, be patient, Ala Yasir, Inna Mu'idukum al-Jannah, be patient, Ala Yasir, be patient, be patient, be patient, O Ala Yasir, O Sumayya, O Yasir, be patient, be patient. That's all Prophet Muhammad could do, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But there were some breakthroughs again. There were some breakthroughs. Despite all this, there were some futuhat, some openings, some great openings. What are those openings? Despite, in the midst of all this, in the midst of this torture, in the midst of this persecution, in the midst of this emotional and physical abuse, came off some openings and some breakthroughs? Yes. Yes. Who? What will happen? What's the turning point? Oh yeah, there will be a turning point, a big one. A major turning point. What will happen? What will happen, sisters and brothers? Do you know? Do you know? Of course you do. What time is it? What time is it? What time is it, Instagram? What time is it, Instagram? What time is it, Facebook? What time is it? I'm asking you, what time is it? Facebook and Instagram, what time is it? It's Cliff time. Yeah, exactly. Cliffy time. It is only Nawal who got it. And more canny out there got it. Aywa. It's Cliffy, Cliffy time. It is Cliffy time. Abu Ayyas said 6:08. 6:08. No, it is not 6:08, Aghi. It is not 6:08. It's cliffhanger time. It's Cliffy time. That's what it is. It's Cliffy time. So we will talk about this tomorrow, insha'Allah ta'ala. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining. You know, thank you for joining. Barakallahu feek. You're too late. We're done. We start at 5:30, right? We start at 5:30 and we end at 6:10. Yani half 40 minutes or so, inshallah. So we'll talk tomorrow, inshallah. Tomorrow, same time, same place. Come in so that we can talk more about, you know, the breakthroughs and what will happen, inshallah ta'ala, so that we can give you some, you know, deduce some lessons and derive some lessons from the you know, the seal of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, jazakumullah khair for joining. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. Thanks to you again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khair. Thank you, Nawal. Thank you, Yasmin. Thank you, Shazia. Thank you. Thank you, Irfan. Thank you, Naseema. Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you for joining. Barakallahu feekum. Thank you. Thank you, Nawal. Jazakallah khair. Barakallahu feekum. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. All right? We'll see you tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Those of you who've come in late, of course, go back and watch the session. It will be saved on Instagram, Facebook, and on my YouTube channel, Riyad Warzazi on YouTube. Right, YouTube.RiyadRazazi. You will have all my series and all my lectures in there, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. See you tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.